Hello, I'm Kenneth C. Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History. Yesterday was Veterans Day, a national holiday set aside to honor all those men and women who have served the United States in uniform, living and dead, in war and peace, throughout our history. This solemn date on the national calendar was born out of World War I as Armistice Day, a day honoring the end of fighting in the Great War on November 11th, 1918, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. While thinking about all those who served, I also remember two other veterans of World War I, Benito Mussolini and Adolf Hitler. Both men served in their country's armies. Both were profoundly affected by the war and its consequences. In Italy, on the victorious side, Mussolini was able to build his fascist party out of disaffected veterans and the resentment that Italy had been cheated out of the spoils of war. In defeated Germany, Hitler's rage at the backstabbers, the men who had agreed to Germany's surrender, fed to the growth of his appeal to a broken, angry German people. Even as we honor service and sacrifice on Veterans Day, it is equally important to remember the consequences of history. That is especially true when it comes to the ripples sent out by World War I, which led to the rise of Mussolini and Hitler and had profound impact on the other countries, Russia, China, and eventually Saddam's Iraq, where a strong man took power with such deadly results. This is why we study history. Thank you.